Parsha, when Yaakov gives the brochas to the Achim, so the beginning he starts with Reuven, Pachas Kamayim, Shimon Velevi, then he comes to Yehuda, and he says, Gur Arya Yehuda, Miteref Bni Oliso. Miteref Bni Oliso. You are Yoitza. Rashi says, what is Miteref Bni Oliso? Silakto et Atzmecho. Ve'omarto mabetza kinaro yisochinu v'chisinu esdomoy. So even that Lemaisa, you are in charge, you are the king. But Lemaisa, you pulled out. You said, mabetza kinaro yisochinu v'chisinu esdomoy. I did Rosh Shiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would ask. Reuven was there and he said, please don't kill the kid. Don't kill him, he doesn't deserve to be died. And Reuven, he just got Pachas Kamayim Al Toisa, was Tainus on Reuven. And Yehuda was there, took him out of the boil. And Reuven was saying, Kriya, why you sold him? I was planning to come to take him back to my father. And Yehuda gets all the credit. Miterev Bni Oliso. You said, Mabetza. What's the shot? Reuven that was trying, Vayishma Reuven, the Pasuk says, Vayatzile mi Yodom. Chazal say, Ilhu yoyodea Reuven, Shakosu voimer, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzile mi Yodom, Hoyonaisa al Kseifer, Mevir Leovim. So the Torah gives Reuven the title, from Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzile mi Yodom. This is the title that Reuven gets. Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzile mi Yodom. And? Gomish, Pachas Kamayim al Toisar is Tainus al Reuven. And Yehuda, that sells him, puts him into the boil. Bni, Miterev Bni Oliso. Rashi says two things. Silakto et Atzmecho, Vomarto Mabetza, Vechen Bariga Stomo, Shehoido Shetzot Komimeni. Lefichoch kora rovatz keari. Who said Rashi? How Rashi managed to put it into the pasuk? It's also shver. Avu state in the pasuk miterev bni oliso that bimei tomo. But the pshat is as it. Chaim Shulevitz says a big yisoid. I think it's a yisoid that everyone really has to take to himself. Reuven had a machlekes with the achim. The Achim said Yosef deserves to be killed. Yosef is a roidef. And Reuven disagreed. Reuven held that Yosef doesn't have a din roidef. There's no godless of Reuven to disagree with the Achim. Achim HaKadoshim could have different deis. Reuven could hold different from his brothers. They hold that he deserves to be killed. And Reuven will hold that he doesn't deserve to be killed. And it could be a real argument and a real machlekes. Yehuda was the king. When they passed into Hargis, Yehuda was the poisek. And Yehuda got up in the middle and he said, Mabetza kinar v'gesochinu v'chisinu esdomoy. Like the Mefoshim explained, he said, if we're planning to cover the blood, it means that we are embarrassed with the psak. A psak that we can't stand behind is missing in the psak. Yehuda was sitting in the basin of shame, and the basin of Yitzchak, and it's a shmur that Tomor is mezane, and they pass him that she's chayev misa. And she sends the message, Hakim Olamiach Yisemes Ve'apsilim. Yehuda could have said, Zilusa de Beidine, if I will change my mind. You know what, not Zilusa de Beidine. He'll say, Abarazay, we have to find out. He'll put it back, put the title, people will forget about it. There's ways out. He got up and he was made. So, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a person in life, I want to start with a Kalil HaKovet. Nikal, a person sometimes, he takes a side in a machlekes, for example. He takes a side, and for 3 or 4 years he's going with his side. And everyone speaks to the other side, he holds on this side. He's very stark. And Pitam he realizes that some things don't sit well with what he holds. To get up and change, this is godless. Reuven, he paskin Yosef is not chayav misa. You don't get credit for that. If you don't hold that he deserves misa, so you don't kill him. The brothers hold that he deserves misa, so you kill him. About a person that gets up and he says, even inside the psak, even when he's in the way, in the mahalach, to what he's going to do, he stops a second and he says, one second. It doesn't make sense. I'm wrong. And he stops. Bni, miter bni olisa. This is Masha Yehuda. The same thing in Tomo. It's a psak, it's a mahalach. He managed to hold himself back. This is bad and the godless. I want to start maybe in the beginning of the parsha. It's brought down a very shver Rashi. Yaakov calls Yosef and he asks him to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer yishov ali, vayishov aloi, vayishtachu Yisrael al roish amito. So Rashi says, why Yaakov was mishtach ve'al roish amito? Hashem itoso yishleimo. Rashi has a kasha v'pshak. What is al roish amito? Why Yaakov is mishtach ve'al amito? So one pshat Rashi means down shechino mereshoisov shel choile. The shechino is on the bed. Rashi says Hashem itoso yishleimo. Veloy hoyo boroso shari Yosef melech hoyo. Voy nishbo leben agoyim v'arei uoyim et betzidkoy. A very shver Rashi. He calls Yosef, you take me to Yisrael, make a shvua. He makes a shvua. Yaakov is nishba. Shemitos yishleimo, none of my kids went off the derech. Yosef is a king, and he's a tzaddik. And Yehuda is also choshev yid, and Reuven is ganz fine. Zvulun is a masmid, and Yisocho prince tere beiyu. What of shach? First, why Yaakov has to make the shach the now? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, all of his kids are good. What you say? No, before he dies, is the time to make the ishtachla. Okay, so why Rashi has to say? And you know, even Yosef is okay. No, who told Rashi that Yaakov fell down? Now I see Yosef is also good. Avu shtei that now Yosef is good. What made Yosef good now? Sarele givaldik epshat. The same idea. Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He had good reasons to think that Paroi will not let it. Why Paroi will not let it? Paroi would benefit a lot if Yaakov was staying at Mitzrayim. We see later that Yaakov wanted to stop. Paroi wanted to stop it. He would benefit because the star stopped, the Nile started to go up. There was a lot of nice things that happened when Yaakov came. Yaakov realized that when he dies, Paroi will not let that this will happen. There's only one way to lock it in, to make Yosef to make a shvua. When Paroi will tell Yosef, "I don't let," Yosef will say, "But I made a shvua." So he'll tell him, "Make a Torah on the Dorim." So he'll say, "So I'll make a Torah on your shvua." Yeah, it's a big shaila how you can make a Torah on the shvua of Paroi, because the shvua of Paroi is that he will not be megale. There's a loch you have to mefarish as a neder. Stiblus speaks about it. So you can't go to make a shaila because you can't tell the chacham the neder. Yeah, the Stiblus has a whole big cheshbon. And the Dorim, Abba Mikol Mokoyim, this one Yosef maybe Paroi didn't know this halacha. Abba Mikol Mokoyim, this was a whole shtick, how to lack Paroi in. Yosef was standard for the first time for the test. To who is royal be'etzem? Avada, he's a shomer Torah mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, he learns, he goes to the Fayoyim, Avada, he's doing everything good. But Lemaisi, he's a king of Mitzrayim. And the good of the country is that Yaakov will stay for the academy of the country. We need Yaakov buried here. This is what they believe. We'll stop the Rov. And Paroi will force him. He could make a shtick that later power cannot force him and he will have to give up. And it will be against his country that he's running. Yaakov wanted to know, Yosef HaTzadik, but he's a melech of Mitzrayim. We have to understand, we today look at a king who bowed these people like Stam, like nobodies, yeah? But Melochim, in this man of Chazal, Melochim was a position. Yeah? He's a melech of Mitzrayim. And the good of Mitzrayim is to stay. And it's very easy to leave Yaakov there. Pashut Pari doesn't let. It's very dangerous to make a shvua, and Pari could get angry. It's a whole shtick, yeah? So he's playing with fire. Yosef is happy to do that shvua. His father stands before his negias. Yaakov said, when Yosef made the shvua, Yaakov says, I see mitos ishleimo. Now I see that Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. That nothing changed, even though he was in Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov made the shvua. Arid HaChaim HaKodesh explains, Yaakov was very scared. So the Rechaim HaKodesh, he knew that he's chai. He said, but he thought that he went down to Mitzrayim, he didn't know that Yaakov is a chai. V'aritoim letzadikim misas bneyem michayusom berishus. So the Rechaim. So he was not so sure if he's happy that Yosef is alive. Now that he saw that Yosef is alive, so when Yaakov saw that Yosef was Oymen and that Nisoyen, and Yosef is masking to make the Shavua, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamito. This shows a Shleimus Amaiseh. A person, Abadah, he's a tzaddik, but he's running Mitzrayim. It's his own gender. He's already 7 years collecting food as a rov. Yosef is in charge of this whole system. This is Yosef's project. And the one that is helping the project is Yaakov Avinu. If his body stays here, it saves the masses. A person sometimes doesn't realize. He's a Talmud Chochem, he's sitting and learning. He wants his kid to have a pranasa to go to college. He means good. This is what fits his mahalach. He has a mahalach in life. If a person could stop a second, go out of his mahalach, and think of what is Rotzon Hashem. What Hashem wants from me. What I need to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the godless. To stop what is poshut. To have the koyches ha-nefesh. Like we started, Yehuda stops, he's selling Yosef, everything is going. He stops a second, it's wrong. And he starts to go to the right derech. He's in the way to kill Tomo, he stops in the way, he says it's wrong. And he changes. Yosef is in Mitzrayim, he's running the whole system. My father, Kibud Av, the other Sakadoshim feel they have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference what will happen in Mitzrayim. I'm making a shvua, I will have to bring my father. This is the avoider of a person. A person has to, the misbattle. The Messias Yeshorim in Shar Aleph says, every person that will stop a second and he will be misboinen and he will think, why Hashem created the world? For what? For enjoyment? Most people don't enjoy life. They have other tzar gedelbonim, other tzar parnose, other tzar mishpoche, other tzar aguf. Most of them. And he says, and even lama zogon is yechidim that everything works out for them, and 100 years they die. So if now that we believe that the world was created me'elov, that I think no one that has a b'seichel thinks like that, so has to be a reason that the world was created. Not for having gishmak. Not for enjoying. So the world was created, Zohar Kabbalah has shown, for a reason. What I'm doing for this reason. Hari harbe mesholim, he says, him shilu chazal. Haskin azon chobe poizor shetikones letaklin, mishatoch berav Shabbos yeichal b'Shabbos, mishayichin b'yabosher yeichal b'yam. This is what Chazal told us. This is the way. And any person that will misbind it a little bit, and he will stop his shigra sachayim. Are he's here for a purpose. He's here to prepare for the next world. So now it's a Friday and a Shabbos coming. So what is planning to do to prepare for the next world? To play in the snow little shishi on Friday? And this is what he's preparing for the next world? And if someone will live with the argoshe that the whole purpose of this world is achom eloilom haba, everything will change. No, we don't have the koiches. And why I'm saying it, I want to explain it. When I told you about Yosef, you think, his father Yaakov asked him to make the shvuah. This is a big godless of Yaakov to make the shvuah, to be maskim to bury against of his system. But it's exactly what we have every day. Stop to enjoy, sit and learn. But I need to enjoy. I need to sit outside a little bit. I need to. Are you not learning this hour? You're not preparing this hour? No, but I need for myself. Yeah, he's supposed to need it for himself. He will take Yaakov. He's also planning to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So nefkemina. That's a clue. Well, Yaakov can't stay here a little bit. It's so dachuf to take Yaakov to Moshe Machpelah. Why it's so dachuf, especially if Yaakov in Eloi Meis? There's a lot to answer. Power doesn't let. It's like this, I'm good with power, it will be good for Klal Yisrael. It's food, you know, I'm starting to pull, who knows what will happen. Well, it can tell us something. But Tzadik says, I'm doing Rotzon Hashem. Yaakov asked, this is what we're doing. And if it's hard to do it, we'll make a shvur, then we could assure that it will happen. That is the koyach. This is the etzem, the soida atzlochet. This koyach, to stop in the middle, took Yehuda from the one that is in charge to sell, Bni, Miterev Bni Oliso. Miterev Bni Oliso. That midah. So the Shogun says, I don't have good shop with a guy. And we learned him to see the Shogun slowly, and he started to shake. We learned it good. I told him, if you just now take this Messiah Shogun, and every morning, it's Shah Aleph, you start for 5 minutes and you learn it. So you get used to it. Maybe after a month, we're not working, we're going to find something else. You'll be a different person. For what I'm living for, the Ratzon Hashem. I'm getting closer to the Ratzon Hashem. I'm not getting closer to the Ratzon Hashem. I'm moving ahead. I'm not moving ahead. Now the teva of the person is, it's hard for him to change from what he's living. It's hard for him to change the anoge. The test of Yosef, Yaakov saw everything. But the test to say, the ruchnias is before my tzura sachayim. Person wants to have a nice house, person wants to have a job, he wants to see his kids settle, he has a lot of things that he wants. For what? All of that you have for what? What do you do with that? Nothing. What? You live for today, for tomorrow, for tomorrow? And then what? Nothing is left. Nothing changes. Our avoda is, the Ben Elopian has a shmuz, not the mokum now, to go into the whole shmuz. He has a beautiful shmuz. And when you see Parshas Vayechi, Reuven, Pachas, Kamayim, Shimon Velevi, Oru, Apom, Kiyoz, so the shmuz of Ben Elopian is, Reuven was changed a bit, we don't know what it means. Shimon Velevi killed the city, we don't know what it means. But Yaakov doesn't give him techocha to what he did. Reuben, pachas kamayim. Reuben, Shimon Velevi, oru apom kiyoz. So Rebbe Lupian, it's the famous verse of Rebbe Lupian, I'm saying Mamish B'Ktzora, he said that when two people were stopped, they found that they were forging money, they were and one of them, they gave him 5 years jail, and the other one they put for 50 years in jail. The guy said, doesn't understand. The first guy, the chab, he had in his pocket $50 million. The other guy, the chab, he had like $5-$10. So why the first guy is only sitting for 5 years, and the other guy is sitting for 20 years? I'm telling you, don't understand. The second guy had $50 million. But the first guy, he owned the machine that copies the money. From there, all the money comes out. The punishment is to the guy that is printing it. Is that the Aveiros come from Midas. Pachas Kamayim, this is the Taina and Reuven. Because Pachas Kamayim, Chilato Yitzur El Olah. What it means. Bazun Dereshmuz. Reuven Veshemim. Oru Apam Kios. They were Bekas. They killed Shem. So we're punishing the machine. So the noise is the Midas. The noise, a person doesn't understand. A lot of times a person thinks he has to have a good shmooze to sit and learn day and night. He has to give a good shmooze how to behave. About it, all these things are true. But if a person repeats to himself the Chayva Salavov, the Siyas Yeshorim, the Shara Aleph, Lo Yale Al Adas Ha'adom Ha'enushi, Shehu Nivro Kedei Lehenois, Shari Roiv Yomov Machoivim, Shari Ein Kol Kuloi Hanoh, וגם אלו שכולם ענו, אם יש כאלו, מעטים הם, וימוסו במאה יומים, אם לא יפוחס. So why we were created? Obviously we were created to prepare for the next world. כמה אמורם, מי שתורך ברב שבס, מי שייכים ביבושו, או אלו מאזת בימה לפרוסדו. So prepare yourself. So when a person will מחנך himself with that kind of הרגושה, when a person will mechadish himself with that kind of feeling, he b'meila will change. But it's avoida. The Yitzhahore doesn't let a person to stop. Same says, the Shorim says, in Zerizos, that the Otzel sometimes runs all of his life because he's lazy to stop and think why he's running. A person all of his life, he's busy because he doesn't want to sit this 5 minutes and say 1 second. If the tachlis is Eilam Haba, so what I'm really doing for this tachlis? I'm doing the right thing or not? He doesn't want to stop. He doesn't want to stop. He's too scared. So he carries on living, running again from now, finishes, running to the Seder, running that. But to stop in a second, I think 1 second. So I have to do something about it. So I have to take it in my hands and change. That he doesn't want to do. But if a person decides to do it, he decides to take himself and to change. It doesn't make a difference. All of your life you think one thing. 1 second, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. And if a person gets his machshavas, Be'ez Hashem, you will have the siyata dishmaye, and he will take a bizeichet to all the brachas of Yaakov Avinu.